This Monday, the Orlando City Council took a huge step in the right direction by unanimously approving the controversial domestic partner registry. While not specifically addressed at codifying gay relationships into law, municipal governments have no say on the issue of gay marriage, the new ordinance does shore up some incredibly basic rights for those tax-paying, law-abiding citizens of the region who get lost in the shuffle. That didn't stop a couple of Bible-thumping zealots from invoking the wrath of God or dropping lifestyle equals death-style caveats into the otherwise optimistic air. Nor, though, did it compare to the atmosphere in the same room 10 years ago, when Orlando barely passed its anti-discrimination ordinance after a marathon public session of religious hatred. Things really have changed. Just look at Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's global plea for equality on December 6th. Like being a woman, like being a racial, religious, tribal, or ethnic minority, being LGBT does not make you less human, she said, adding that the Obama administration would be launching a $3 million global equality initiative. Sure, the voices of dated lunacy are still there. Texas governor and presidential candidate Rick Perry was quick to chime in about the war on traditional American values, naturally. But the larger messages move beyond the dark ages. Those so-called moral imperatives of family values aren't helping anyone. They only serve to make life and equality that much more difficult for everyone.